Like, come join us on Wednesday, August the 10th at 7 p.m. for the launch of NASCAR, a collection of stories by Stephanie Ling. The presentation and readings will be held at Selectors Records, with the author herself conducting the event. Copies of the book will also be available for $20. Come check it out. You'll be able to meet some new writing talent, listen to some unique literature, or if you just want to browse for records, that's cool too. August 10th, 7 p.m., Selectors Records.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Life forever, we go on. the sun that shines and allows all things to grow. Jah is the source and everyone should know. You should never give up, never give up, just keep on trying. Never give up, believe in what you're doing. What you believe in, always be firm within. Oh, victory is just around the corner. Keep on trying, you're about to win. Sometimes the crops refuse to bear, and the harvest isn't really there. No rain, the soil is cracked and dry, Mother Nature seems to die. Then one good shower came, and the earth smiles again. The flowers bloom, birds sing new tune, and the corn will grow. Don't be surprised, 'cause that's the natural flow. Jazz or songs, and everyone should know. Just keep on trying. Never give up. Believe in what you're doing. You should never give up. Never give up. Have faith in what you believe in. Always be firm within.
Sasha.
Not nada.
Long time no see. Still
real.
Look fat and sexy. I want to ask you a question still. Why did you leave me?
You know why.
From my heart. I want to let you know. I'm used to waking up with you.
And I'm used to having you near.
And I'm used to smelling your rapier.
And I'm used to playing in your hair.
Captivate your meds and turn your little heart into lead. And that's why me vex. Man, I feel burn the fire.
Not to the pain and the tears when me shed. Be the next girl where you're bringing on me bed. You diss me. That's why me off he fled. I make a flex with a ballad.
I don't wanna be alone.
CITR. Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, 101.9 FM. That's Turbulence with Don't Wanna Be Alone. We started the show with Luciano, both Jamaican artists coming to Vancouver on September 10 to the Suri Reggae Fest. And to talk a little bit more about that festival, we have Ana David Emery here on the line. Hi, Ana, how are you?
How is everybody over there at the Morning After Show? How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, thank you for calling us on this rainy summer day here in Vancouver. Hopefully for the Reggae Fest, it's going to be an amazing weather. It's going to be a lot of hot music happening September 10 there at the Stetson Bowl. So tell us a little bit what's happening at that festival. How's the preparations going on?
We have to start practicing saying Yaman, Yaman. Every time we answer to people, we have to say Yaman. Yes, it's looking pretty exciting, actually. Lots of bands. I mean, we're struggling trying to fit everybody in because it's only one day. So much likely that the following year is going to be more than one day because there's just so much interest in reggae and, you know, the peaceful vibe and all of the good stuff that comes around reggae culture. So we're pretty excited to be collaborating with Band Music and, of course, Latin Summerfest. Not happening at Trout Lake, but surely all of our crowd and following is coming over to September Surrey. So, you know, it's a nice collaboration. We're seeing some really positive steps taken, you know, at all levels. The small restaurants, you know, the people that are helping us out at Calabash, Rhythm and Spice, the Reggae Cafe, and all of the Afro stores and the record stores, you know, are all on board with the tickets and so on. So it's exciting. And it's a first up for BC and Vancouver, so we're throwing the first coconut and see where it lands, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to really welcome, of course, all of the people locally that we're used to, such as Mafi and Pendomoya, and of course Los Furios is getting a lot of attention as always. And I'm excited to meet Foundation Stone all the way from Nelson, BC.
Yeah, an amazing roster of people. Here we have a couple of Jamaican sensations, Luciano and Turbulence.
Yes.
Empress Omolara, also like from Nigeria. It's going to be playing. Los Furios, of course, and also from Vancouver, Pendemoya and Mafia and Crew and Mad Rhythm. And like you said, from Nelson, BC, Foundation Stone, really cool reggae band. Tickets, Reggae Cafe. Where is the Reggae Cafe?
The Reggae Cafe is very easy to see. There's actually a very big banner on it. It's just on 107 and King George on the right side. Everybody knows the Reggae Cafe in Wally, Surrey.
Oh, in Surrey there. Okay. The Calabash Bistro in Gastown, Rhythm and Spice in Commercial Drive, and then Zulu Records, Kitsilano, Red Cat, and Neptune Records on Main Street, and High Life Records on Commercial Drive.
Nice.
And right now the tickets are very cheap, $20 for 9 hours of music, no? It's 9 hours of music, something like that.
It's looking more like 11 at this point because it's going to be so packed. We're still trying to squeeze some of the smaller groups in. And we have a huge lineup of DJs. I think everybody, that's anybody in reggae, is going to be there, Osvaldo.
Cool, all the reggae DJs.
Yeah.
And there's going to be food there too, no? And other attractions.
For sure, we can't have, you know, dancing and fun and beer gardens without having the food. So right now we have confirmed definitely Jamaica Me Juicy, our friend Anthony, is going to be there. He's a feature in all of the Caribbean and Latino events and outdoor events in the summer. Mm-hmm. So we're going to push our summer a little bit into September. With the, you know, the good food from Anthony and Jamaica Me Juicy. We also have some really nice poutine from the guys at Beaver Tails. They're going to be there as well in a food truck. And our friend Chef Daniel, the Portuguese restaurant here in Surrey, is also going to be there. And we have a few more things coming together. So we're hoping to invite a little bit more flavors of the Caribbean to come and, you know, invite you to their food aisle as well.
Awesome. There's also, for kids, it's free, no, to get in?
Yes, that's a really good thing. The organizers really wanted to push that. It's a family event. Let's face it, there isn't a lot of ethnic events in Canada, basically, let alone Vancouver, that is strictly for families, and you can bring your kids in all ages. So anybody under 12 gets in for free, my friends.
That's really cool. Anybody under 12, so it's like a family event.
Yeah, we have the daytime with a lot of fun stuff. I know we have confirmed two very famous visual artists. Our friend Brandon Gabriel from Fort Langley is going to be there. He's very well known First Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lady, I believe the first name is Carly, and she is doing some amazing Caribbean and Afro type of sketches and also painting. So her work is going to be there, both for purchase in T-shirt format as well as in print format. And she's also going to be doing some cartooning and sketching for the people that want to take a memory of that day.
Awesome. So there's going to be a lot of fun also for the kids that go there. And they're still on vacation for those days, no? Or no?
I think school has just started, but it is a Saturday. So prepare your Saturday. Block your calendar for September 10th. We want to have you there all day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What else? How can people get there to the Stetson Bowl? What's the best route to get there?
It's really simple. Anybody that knows where the rodeo is in Cloverdale is basically 176 the highway, 176 and 62, exactly the same place. They have the Surrey Night Market, and on Sundays the flea market and the casino. It's the same block.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come from King George, then you need to get a bus that takes you down to Cloverdale, and you'll be really easily accessible there. We're also trying to arrange a small shuttle. The reggae bus is going to be running from 12 o'clock on every 2 hours, so 12, 2, 4, and 6. Our friend Tony is going to be taking reservations for that. Look for the information for reservations for the reggae bus on our page on Facebook.
Awesome. So that they can do the reservation there on the Facebook event?
Right on
maybe?
Facebook. We want to know how many people need the bus. I believe they hold up to 20 people for the shuttle, so you have to get your name in quickly into Tony and to the link, and to say you're going to be taking the reggae bus and be rocking all the way down to the site on the reggae bus.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening September 10 at Stetson Bowl, the Surrey Reggae Festival.
Don't forget, if you're sitting at home and you're looking at the rain thing, I need to get my tickets right now. It's ticketpal.ca. Really easy to remember, ticketpal.ca. Get your early passes, only $20, $45 at the gate.
$45 at the gate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so get the tickets now. It's way, way cheaper. Okay, well, let's listen to a couple of more bands that are coming to this amazing festival. And thank you very much for your call and letting us know what's happening.
A little update. We'll be calling you soon in a couple of weeks and giving you some more details. Thanks so much.
Cool. Okay. Ciao. Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
And this is what we're listening. There is Foundation Stone all the way from Nelson, BC. And stick around because we have an exclusive interview with Colleen Renninson from No Sinner coming also to CITR.
Gracias.
Forget about the siesta, because we come to make a fiesta. Let's move, come on, and rock your body. To the left, to the right. Let's dance, come on, the crowd is ready to make something happen tonight. Let's groove, come on, and move your body. To the left, to the right. Let's live, come on, and rock it steady. We're gonna celebrate tonight. Hey boy, won't you take me to the dance hall? It's so long since I've seen my mind.
Come on and move your body.
needed some kind of sign. Days like these can be so difficult. I've got to ease my worried mind. All this tension and this stress, some people never learn. All this fussing and this fighting are really none of my concern. Just let it burn. You can sit and drown your sorrows, or you can wipe those tears away. Reach for the sky, shoot for the moon, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Tell your lies, tell the truth. Go round in circles, man, but what's the use? Just let it burn.
We're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we were listening there to Los Furious. They're going to be playing at that reggae festival. A couple of songs there. Let It Burn and Red Stripe. We also listened to Omolara with La Fiesta. And Foundation Stone with Caminando, Days of Light. This is another Omolara song. So all these artists are gonna be performing that day. So that's gonna be an amazing festival happening there in Surrey on September 10. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM CJSF. You listen to a couple of new songs, brand new songs from local artists here in Vancouver, and then we're gonna have an interview with Colleen Renitson from No Sinner, exclusive interview conducted by Max Heim outside of the Rickshaw Theater in their latest concert of No Sinner, and we'll play a couple of songs from them. So stick around, 101.9 FM.
Tron and on and stay strong. Now listen when they tell you you're wrong.
Yeah. Keep on, keep on.
Keep on trotting on and be strong. Now listen when they say you're wrong. Yeah.
Keep on,
keep on trotting on and stay strong. Now listen when they tell you you're wrong.
Yeah. Keep on, keep on.
Keep on trotting on and be strong. Now listen when they say you're wrong. Reflect then select, you can forgive but never forget. Take a measure, test the water, take a test drive, taste the batter. What are you waiting for? Tap the courage and trust your guidance. Find the standard and surpass it. The one who stews in the same old lessons is a fool.
Trotting
on and stay strong. Now listen when they tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, keep on, keep on.
Keep on trotting on and be strong. Now listen when they say you're wrong. Yeah,
keep on
trotting on and stay strong. Now listen when they tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, keep on, keep on.
Keep on trotting on and be strong. Now listen when they say you're wrong. Nothing worth having or keeping will ever come easy. A thousand miles starts out with just one step. Your yesterdays can show you how to step into your tomorrow.
Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Saturday, September 24th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Take it easy, 'cause you never know when it's time to go. Yeah.
place to go. Cause they make you feel important with the rough up on pace. Mama say, you move slowly, but it crosses the town. Huffing and puffing, you they look like a clown. Life not judging, my friends. You never know when it's time to go. Oh, oh, take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Life not judging. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Oh, my volcano, the World Cup and the way I flow. The river floods and away we go. Don't give up, take the high road. Two guitars in my volcano. The laws are changing, so the herb is sold. Two guitars in my volcano. I grow it 10 feet on my patio. Two guitars in my volcano. I fire it up, but I hit it slow. Two guitars and my volcano. Cut it up, let me show you my soul.
Yeah, that's No Sinner with the song Saturday Night. They have a brand new CD called Old Habits Died Hard. We're going to listen to an interview with the singer Colleen Renningson. But before that, we listened also to The Godfathers of Love with brand new song Volcano from their brand new CD Golden Spines. Also, another new song by Space Chimp with Stupid Dog. And another new song by the John Welsh band, Life Na Yeah Yeah, Take It Easy. A lot of just released songs here playing at the Morning After show. So now we're going to listen to the interview with Colleen Renningson, and we'll be right back. This was conducted at the Rickshaw Theater.
For CITR 101.9 FM, the Morning After show, and for CGSF 90.1 FM, Yuka Stereo. And we're here at the Rickshaw on Friday, July 8th. And we have a very special guest and a very special night. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Colleen Renison. I'm the lead singer of No Sinner.
Now, Colleen, this is a special night, and it's so nice of you to be playing here with them. How did this gig come about?
Well, you know, Mo, who is an old friend of mine, has been hounding me to play with Pickwick for ages. I guess he's a good friend of theirs, and I'm a good friend of Mo's. And he has been thinking for ages that he thought we would make a good pairing for an evening. And with the occasion of the lucky number 7th year anniversary here in the downtown east side at the Rickshaw, I thought, what a better time to do it.
Perfect. And I can't say congratulations on the show because you haven't played yet, but I'm sure you're looking forward to it. And the band's stoked?
Yeah, the band's stoked. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really fun.
Awesome. And well, you're busy. I can't believe how busy you are. You still seem well rested. Let's talk about the album a little bit. Congratulations, it's amazing. And it's like, it's one of those albums you listen to and like, no song's the same. You come out with a tiny mini genre on every song. And after, you know, after the first album, Boo Hoo, you obviously progress to a higher level. Ben Kaplan have a little bit to do with that?
Well, you know, we wrote most of the album before Ben Kaplan got involved, and what he did basically was tie a bow on 4 years of sessions that we had, you know, done at various studios around the city, Afterlife, we did it at Mushroom, we were at Greenhouse, we did a lot of different sessions, and we kind of just had this whole tickle trunk of misplaced, I don't know, it was like, it's like the equivalent of like a jar or a trunk full of tangled yarn. It's like, you know, you can knit a beautiful sweater out of it, but you just have to get it untangled first. And so thankfully that's what Ben Kaplan did, and he knitted us this beautiful sweater.
Mask out help you a lot in a way?
A little bit.
How heavy was a sigh of relief when the album got released finally?
Like, I can't even tell you. I didn't think it was going to happen for a really long time. We had a lot of difficulties with the band and the label, and, you know, deciding to release the EP when we were ready to release new music was a really bad idea, and it ended up sort of more or less destroying the band. We were pretty green, and when we started out with Mascot, we agreed to a lot of things that we shouldn't have, and I didn't know how to put my foot down. And if I had, things would be a lot different, but that's all water under the bridge, and I'm just really glad that we got to the finish line and we got to release this album, because it's, you know, it's the better half of my 20s. The most formative years of a musician's life often are in their mid-20s, and as I watched them slip away as this album had been shelved, it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. I mean, I don't think that you can really describe it to another person, but getting it released was basically a life or death situation, and I'm really, really glad that it got to live.
How hard was it with the new alignment of the bandmates?
The guys are great, they're pros. It wasn't tough, you know. The album speaks for itself, and I think that any great player can, you know, see the value in it, even if it's not your kind of music. I mean, I think the musicianship on the album itself shines through. say that because I didn't play any instruments. All the guys that I worked with were real pros, and I think that as long as you continue to work with pros, usually the musical aspect should be pretty seamless. Sometimes the social aspect isn't as seamless as the musical one, and that's just as important. But the guys are really great. They've been awesome. They've been super fun.
Well, it was like making new friends all over again.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. It's great to have a new batch of talented, handsome young men on the road with you. I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
Okay, we'll go with that. Your songwriting is amazing, and you progressed so much. How did you come up with all the new stuff? I went deep into some of the songs, but I'm not going to talk about personal stuff in your songwriting process.
It's a really, really personal album. I mean, what you hear on Boo Hoo Hoo is kind of a young girl whose heart is full of anticipation and imagination. And I mean, this new album is really autobiographical. It's scary for me to listen to. It's scary for me to sing. I mean, it's really revealing. And those that know me know what the songs are about.
Yeah. Well, I detected stories in there, and like, I've heard from previous people who are interviewed, they don't really want to talk about what's behind the story, and I concur with them. Like, it's all about the fact that the music sounds amazing.
I think that's the beauty of rock and roll. I mean, we have all these great artists that write these incredibly intimate songs, and half the fun is the guessing game of who it's about and what it was for, you know, like who... I mean, we all basically know who Chelsea Hotel was about, but like, you know, songs like that, that are a part of the tapestry of the rock and roll folklore of your generation, I mean, that's the juicy stuff. That's the stuff you live for, man.
Exactly. So, it's been a while since that album came out. All songwriting is ongoing with you, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. It's easier to write with other people. I don't write by myself very often unless I feel extra compelled to, unless it's like this thing that is just fighting to get out of me. We've been really focusing on just getting the album out and promoting the album, so I haven't actually had the chance to do a lot of songwriting, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's one of those that comes about when you least expect it, right?
Right, right, exactly.
You'll get an inspiration and...
Sometimes it hits you like a hurricane. I can't remember who said this, but there is a poet who said that she could hear a poem coming in like a western wind, and it would come and it would be this big gust of wind, and unless you caught it, unless you were there, it was blowing on to somebody else. You got to be there when the fates are calling. You have to have your ear to the wind.
Well, whatever inspires you. What was it like playing with Monster Truck?
It was great. They were really nice guys. Eric at the time was underage and got way too drunk on tequila and ended up having to be carried out on a gurney at one show that we played, which was pretty rock and roll. I think that might be how Monster Truck remembers us. I don't know. Possibly.
How's the 27 hurdle treating you?
Oh, it was good. I took my motorcycle down to LA and back and survived. And so I lived to tell the tale, and I'm 28 years old now. Now I guess I really got to figure it out.
Well, that's good you alluded to that. Some of your side projects, amazing. When do you sleep, by the way?
Oh, man, I only sleep about 4 hours at a time in intervals. And I'm working on more stuff that's more in the vein of my solo project that I did with Steve Dawson, sort of more along the lines of... More along the lines of sort of folk and country and a little bit of jazz and just the softer side of Colleen, you know.
Okay, alluding to some of the solo projects, very windy day at Sunset Beach last year. Fireworks.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve Dawson, Rogue Folk Club.
Yeah.
The band tribute at the Imperial. Upcoming... July Folk Fest in Calgary.
Yes.
Do you ever say no to a gig?
I do occasionally, but not very often. I'm happy to play. I love to play. It's so fun. I mean, it's generally my it's my breadwinner. I mean, that's what I do for a living. I've always entertained. I mean, I don't have another trade. I'm a song and dance gal. What can I say?
So the acting bug is not coming back?
Oh, I actually just did a TV show well, I'm a performer, I guess you could say, but I just did an episode of the TV show Aftermath with Anne Hesh, where I got to play the leader of a gang of female ex-convicts in the post-apocalyptic forest. It was pretty fun. I got to wear orange jumpsuit. I tell you, it really suited me. For some reason, I just felt very comfortable in a prison suit. Oh, I have to go. I'm on.
Okay,
I have to go on stage.
Okay, we'll finish it on a later date.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Colleen.
Sorry. I didn't realize it was an asshole factor.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're reaching the end of the show. It was the morning after show. So we're listening to a lot of couple of punk songs there. Los Dos Minutos from Argentina with Ya No Sos Igual. And we also listen to the Buzzcocks with Ever Fall in Love. We also listen to the Stooges, a classic with Gimme Danger, and a couple of No Sinner songs, Lead Foot One More Time. And we also listen to an interview there with Colleen. You can also podcast the show. It's always available at www.citr.ca. I'm going to end up with a song of Brazilian band called Legia Urbano, Que País Es Si, dedicated to the Olympics. Poor Olympic, poor Brazilians that have to endure some of the dreadful conditions happening there in Rio de Janeiro. A lot of poverty, corruption, pollution, etc. Yeah, courtesy. And then they have a big party there with the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, which, you know, is a little corrupt as well. So, what country is this?
Sonhando solto, manchando os papéis.